Paul Pogba, one of the most talented players.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I've ever seen in terms of potential. You think this guy can achieve anything? I remember in World Cup 2018, you had those big players, those Varans, Lloris for France, huge, Mbappe, who was the starlet. When he's holding team talks, everyone's listening to him. A real leader. Came back, wanted, left Man United, went to Juve, did his thing, came back to United. He was ready to take over. The big buy. During his time at United, we saw flashes. Sometimes you're like, whoa, this guy is future Ballon d'Or. Like, he was that good. There's times where you thought, oh, we want to be seeing more. Sometimes we don't know if it was purely down to him or also the situation at United. He always seemed respectful. He wasn't someone that came out and just rushed to the media. And I think he was treated badly when people just get onto him for dancing. Just because you dance don't mean you ain't trained. You could be dancing for 5 minutes in a day.
But why is it all right for Pogba and not Rashford then?
I didn't say Pogba. What do you mean? What? Say that again.
Do you understand what I mean there?
No, can you put it in context for me? Because
Steve, you want to put it in context for me?
Context.
Yeah, Pogba can do what he wanted by the sounds of things, but Rashford needs to think of the people, I think is the gist of the last video, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No. If you guys saw the previous 5x5 video, you'll know what these guys are getting on.
Just comment short, Joel.
Yeah, just comment.
What I'm saying, just comment. What I'm saying is, with Paul Pogba, people were getting onto him for putting a TikTok
nonsense.
Or
it was like he's dyed his hair, he's not serious.
Yeah, it's like you can't if he's having
no other footballer having haircut.
Exactly. You know. And again, sometimes I think timing is an issue as well. You shouldn't be, you know, doing a whole heap of a madness, if that's what it was, when your team ain't doing well. But he's obviously went back to Juve, injuries, issues with his brother, potential witch doctor stuff, I don't know.
Which, by the way, yo, like, someone needs to go and leave a Yelp review for that witch doctor, because, oh my God, does that look like it paid off.
And then on top of that, you've got now a 4-year ban being sanctioned on Paul Pogba via VADA. Who,
two things.
They deal with the boxing and the doping and
two things. Incidences. One, 4 years is a madness. I've never heard of somebody getting 4 years.
That's because his father.
Two, I already know what the comments are going to say. Why is he allowed to talk about this? And we have spoke about this on here, there's elements that are just tuning in for the first time and are already like ready to start. Aren't you a drugs cheat? So, are you a drugs cheat?
No.
Stephen Hudson is hilarious, you know.
No, but you know what? Firstly, you want to know the detail behind it. I think there's a lot in media. You comment about stuff, and I think drugs is you need to know the detail. And I really think I've been through this. So for those who don't know or are not aware of it, I was banned for 8 months for drugs. For missing a drugs test. That's the key point there, context. Missing a drugs test, not taking the drugs. I was never found guilty of taking drugs. I done test after test after test.
Is that why you grew your hair?
Yeah, so everyone knows that I had braids when I played, and I only ended up growing my hair because in the army, they can test it from, I think it's like 3 or 4 centimetres. That goes back.
8 months, is it?
I think it's a year.
Okay.
Worth of time so that they can test if you've taken anything within that year that's previously gone by. So that's why I grew my hair, to do that test, to justify and to prove to the authorities that I hadn't taken any form of drugs.
Did you go back the same day or offer to go back the same
day? So what happened is that what used to happen is the drugs testers used to come into the training ground, pick four people, and the doctor would come out and say, listen, guys, you guys are doing the drug test. They're in that particular room. You guys go in there and see them when you're ready. So do your training session. A lot goes on. Go in the change room, bit of banter, some having a massage, some in the gym, some having food. I think I had a massage. I was messing about, having a laugh in the change room. Get changed. And I was meeting A.L. Berkovic, who used to be my teammate at West Ham. He was playing for Man City at the time. I was meeting him in Selfridges for a bit of lunch. Run out of training ground, gone to lunch.
So you forgot?
I was one of the ones picked to do a drug test, so I forgot totally, right? Anyone knows me even now, I'm forgetful, yeah? But people think I'm just saying
fucking
that, yeah?
Stupid fucking right.
Mate. Mate.
8 months?
Yeah. But
they won the fucking league.
But also, can I say something? No, you know, like, a drugs thing, I swear to you, even at the time, when, I'll get to it, right? But I go Selfridges, and you with your mate, your phone's on silent. Your phone's on silent most of the time anyway. So you're sitting there eating. Then all of a sudden, I look at my phone, and I've got about 30 missed calls and messages. And I was like, Rio, ring me urgent. It says, club doctor. So I rang the doc, and I said, doc, I said, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Doc, are you all right, doc? Yeah. Rio, you have training ground? Yeah, I'm in Selfridges, having a bit of food. Did you do your drug test? Oh, shit. No, I didn't. Tell him I'll be back in half an hour. I'll come and do it in half an hour. No, they've left. I said, give me their number. I'll call them. I'll try and get them to come back. No, really, they've gone. I said, get me the number, doc. I'll ring them. It's fine. It'll be all right. It's all right. I didn't have a clue how serious this was. I thought I'd go back. I'll get a drug test. Even if they've gone, I'll do it. The doctor can get me another drug test anyway. I'll do a drug test and it'll be fine. So the thing that I thought would help me after this, in hindsight, is that I didn't turn my phone off and hide. I was ringing the drug testers. I rang the FA. I rang the club doctor to ring these people, and they said, no, we're not going to come back. We left now. That's it. We're not going to come back, which is fine. They can make that decision.
But did you know at that moment that them not getting a sample was the big deal it was going to be?
No, mate, I went home, and I remember my missus at the time went to me, is this serious? I went, no, I'll be able to go in tomorrow. I'll probably have a test there for me tomorrow. I'll just come back. It'll be fine. Oh, I swear to you, I didn't know where we were going with this, right? So then I get in and the doctor says, really, I think this could be serious. Like, I think you've missed a drug test. It's like, I've looked at the rules and the regulations. This, it can be deemed as like as serious as someone who's taken drugs. It's a serious ban.
Sorry to interrupt, but what did Sir Alex say?
At this point, he weren't even involved. Like, and then, so I'm sitting there going, are you sure? I've been ringing them. I've been trying to get a drug test. I'll do a drug test now, not a problem. And then after a couple of days, the doctor said, listen, it's really serious. Like the England squad's getting announced, and the FA have said that they're not going to put you in the squad because of this. And all the England boys were going, no, we're not going to play. And I was like, no, I had to go down to the FA. Yeah, I had to go down to the FA.
Oh, Gary Neville.
Yeah, I had to go down to this. I had to go down to the
Gary
CEO.
Gary Neville is the guy, isn't
it?
Union leader.
I had to go down to speak to the CEO at the time with David Gill.
Is that why I mentioned it in the interview?
Yeah, with the manager came and David Gill come down there, and they were arguing with the FA going, what are you doing? This is a joke. Like, you're not picking him now before trial is deeming him guilty before a trial.
Mm.
Like, that doesn't happen. And in the meantime, the doctor had built and the lawyers had built up a bit of a case saying that it was weird because a City player had done this, exactly what I had done, a carbon copy.
One of the youth players?
No, it was like a French player. Had done it exactly what I'd done, but hadn't rang around to get a drug test after, just went missing. Didn't even get a ban. I don't even think he got a fine. Right? And I was like, well, I'll be all right then. If that's a precedent that's been set there with him, I'll just get maybe a slap on the wrist and maybe a fine. Not a ban, because he's done what I've done. So immediately I started thinking, right, I'm going to be the scapegoat here. I'm going to be a scapegoat. United, me, big transfer, play for England.
Mr. Gill said as well that you guys went a little bit heavy on him as well.
Yeah. We went against the FA straight away and saying like, and really maybe could have done it in a more cordial way, more like, listen, let's get around the table and talk a little bit more.
But you guys were going straight
the
legal.
The manager and David Gill went, nah, this is legal. We ain't having this. We know we're not wrong. There's a precedent been set. He ain't tried to hide anywhere. He's shown you that he hasn't taken drugs because he's grown his hair and done the test from a whole year back. So it goes a whole year back. He hasn't taken any drugs. So what are we doing?
Did the club make you take tests?
Yeah, I was openly active to do that.
But I'm talking about outside of, because obviously you got like the people at the FA.
I've done tests.
But then with the club, did they have an internal?
Yeah, that all come in my court case. It was all
there. Did you do the FA's actual one like the day later?
Yeah, I've done the FA one. I've done the club one. And then the hair test is the killer one because that goes back a whole week because that's like unequivocal. That's it. Mm. You know that you're getting everything after for that last year.
So, I thought you was just growing your hair for the culture.
No. Then it was culture. Yeah. But it was... So I'm well placed to sit and chat about this because I've been through this. Mm. And I sit here and sit to myself. And I'm not going to jump straight away and go, right, he's guilty, because I've been here in this position.
Mm.
And I know Paul. I played with him and I've known him well enough after playing with him. And I need to hear from him. I need to hear from him. And then you need to see some facts.
Why has VADA done it, by the way? Have the Italian league got VADA?
I don't know. They must be each individual association, like country, have their own way of doing these things. And I think they obviously use VADA, which is different to what we use here. Mm-hmm. But if there is something that's not right with this, if I was sitting there now and my time was again, I was told by my lawyers at the time and by the club, let the lawyers deal with it and just let it run its course and just hope that they do the right thing by you.
When they got 8 months, it stayed at 8 months.
I appealed.
I know you appealed, but it just kept at eight months. Like, it didn't affect it.
Yeah, so I said, if I had my time again now, and I was Paul Pogba now, and I'm innocent, I'm chatting. I'm coming on five, and I'm talking, and I'm telling the people, this is what happened. Because no matter what happens, yeah, after your drugs case, and they've said that you haven't taken drugs. So in the statement that they write, they banned me for 8 months, fine me X amount of money. But in there they say, we know that Rio never took drugs. He's not being found guilty of taking drugs. He's just missing the test.
If that was today's world, yeah, you would have just had to post that on IG, man.
Yeah, I'd have been straight out saying, no. I ain't took no drugs. And I'm doing a whole interview and telling people what's happening.
So why didn't you speak back in the day?
I just said I was advised by the lawyers.
Also speak to him and the clubs.
And also, there weren't these type of platforms about. Mm. This is where you're talking to the people. Do you know what I mean?
You speak to a newspaper, the guy writes it down and then takes the bits out he wants to use.
Yeah.
You don't get an unedited hour and a half sit down and here's what actually
it's
happened.
It's the person who's writing it's kind of feelings about it, and then their personal feelings are in there somewhere where, no, I want a pure, this is just me chatting to you. And we're having a normal conversation.
So Paul Pogba, he's got the 4-year ban for taking testosterone.
They found testosterone in his system. Oh, yeah, so I don't know if you can say taking testosterone.
Yeah.
I think now he's come out and said it's accidental.
Okay.
My understanding of it, that's very difficult to do. But I don't know his particular circumstances.
Got you.
It could be anything. It could be that he might have, I don't know, he could have had a, for argument's sake, he could have said to a doctor, listen, or someone could have advised him even and said, listen, this is something you might need, it'd be good for you to take. Because he might have had an issue or something like that, I don't know, an injury or whatever, that he wanted to see if he can get right. And someone would have gone, you can take this. Is it legal? Yeah, it is. He might have checked with someone in his team or his club or whatever. They might have gone, yeah, it's fine. And he does it. And all of a sudden it comes up in his system. Or there's the other way, which everyone seems to be thinking it is, that where he's just gone, listen, I need something up to help me here. Give me it. I'm taking it. But there's so many ways that this could have, there's permutations to this and it could have gone. That's why I say I think he needs to speak and say, whether they think it messes up the court case or what, they've given a 4-year ban. If it ain't going to be four, it ain't going to be, I don't think it'll be two if he appeals, because these people want to make sure that they're going to get their amount of blood and make sure they put a precedent down for other people.
Mm.
So I think he's got to look after himself here. And I didn't take drugs. The paperwork, the small print, when they done the statement, when they give me the ban, said I didn't take drugs. But you see the comments sometimes when I say something or on some of the channels on my social media. Some people, you're a drugs cheat. I've never took drugs in my life. I don't take drugs. Because of the ban, people are going to, it's the easy one to go for. That's fine.
Put some timber on since he finished, I might say. Just someone to lick that
piss. He'll be 34. once this ban is over, if the 4 year sticks?
Saudi.
Does he have a career? Does he have a career at 34 years old?
Yeah, Al Ettifaq or something, but no.
I mean, the way the Saudi league's going, even that level is going to be difficult at that time in 4 years.
I don't even want to think about that. I want to hear the facts.
4 years, man.
I've never heard about 4 years.
8 months must have been a killer anyway.
Bro, 8 months.
How old was you then? Like 23, 24?
Something like that. But this is the thing. I had something to train for.
Mm.
8 months was a long, and there were dark moments in that time where you're going,
yeah, you've never Rocky tunes are on the playlist.
Yeah, man. Mate, crazy. Serious.
But you had the privilege of still going in to train, because obviously the club were on your side. You were still able to train with the players.
What was Sir Alex like when he found out? Did you get a bollocking for it? Or was he just fucking straight onto the
procedure? He was straight like, we can't have this. This is what I mean. He was like, we can't have this. This is a travesty. This is like,
you know, not call you a bell.
And he just said to me, he said, you're stupid for missing the drug test. He did have a little go like you did.
That's what I was after.
But he was more like, this ain't right though. Why are they using you as a scapegoat?
Did they change the system at Carrington after?
It became more not about me really far. I don't think for Alex Ferguson. I think he doesn't like to see anybody turned over. But I think it was like, this is because it's Man United. It was more that for Sir Alex, I think.
We had a few incidents where people got punished that we seemed to get more than everything. I mean, the Eric Cantona one.
Yeah, it's another one. So he'd been there before with a player being banned and thinking, you know, that's more than we should be getting. Do you know what I mean? So this was another, like the system are trying to fuck us, really. That's what he was saying. But
he's also the most fined manager
in
Premier League history.
Yeah.
Do what you want when you win.
But the whole drugs testing situation changed after my case.
So now they stand at the side of the pitch and escort you off the pitch.
Yeah, they basically hold your hand and watch you piss.
What about our training? You talk about the pitch on training, or you talk
they
about
go to the pitch on training? After a game, Champions League final in Moscow, I had to go and do a drug test. I missed the celebration.
You were missing that one, innit?
Yeah, but you're in there and they're stating that you can't leave, and so I'm drinking beers and everything, trying to go as quick as possible.
When you're in the army with it, they shut the camp gates. No one's in or out until they've tested the number of samples they want. And sometimes it's a 100% test of the entire camp.
Mm.
No, not like 4 or 5 randoms, because people could slip through a net with that, couldn't they? Mm. Sometimes they go, the lot of you, locked down, and it's every single person.
Did you get teammates like flipping at Rio like after they come for testings afterwards?
I was lucky. I got quite a lot of people were sympathetic. Mm. I think because of the case that happened to the City player before me, everyone's saying there's a precedent set, like that's just, you just follow that. If that's the case there, you just follow that.
Mm.
Why is it different now? That was always my why I was against the FA. Like, why are you changing shit and moving the goalposts for me? What's so special about me that you have to go, right, we're going to hit you with something totally different for the same offence? Why?
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.